Listen. We all need you to make a way. We all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way. Hey, when it all falls down and there's no way out. Yeah, when our faith is lost and we're full of doubt. Hey, we know who you are and you never change. You're still God over everything. Oh, Lord, we need you.
That's the very latest from Titus Showers. It's called We Need You. Good morning and welcome. It's the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on the station that's five cities strong all day long and going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. We are KAYTKQJOFM. All right, you know, today happens to be Evaluate Your Life Day. Yeah, it's a time where you take a look at what's going right and what's not so much going right. And my suggestion would be, just give it to God. Hey, listen, coming up, coming at you, we've got the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We're going to take a break for that. We've got more great gospel music on the way, and we've got Bible Jeopardy. Let's get to our category again this morning.
Gospel Facts.
And here is the clue. What does the word Sabbath mean? Does it mean Saturday? Does it mean host? Does it mean rest? Or does it mean heaven? You'll find that answer in Hebrews 4 and 9. Call me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500, and we will be back.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
I told Steve this morning, I said, boy, I'm glad to see you. He said, well, you know how we was raised. I said, that's right. Come to the house of prayer. In times like these. I'm not going to keep you long. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Mark, the second chapter, the first through the fifth verse. Mark, the second chapter, the first through the fifth verse. You'll find these words. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway men were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing sick of the palsy, which was born afore. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. Just for a few moments, I want to talk about friends. How many of us have them? Friends. How many of us have them? In the days there was a song made by the group called Houdini. Houdini said that, friends, before we go any further, let's be friends. Well, for all you saved and sanctified folks, Tremaine Hawkins says this: if you ever need a friend, then stick closer than any brother. I recommend Jesus. Well, man, a preacher by the name of Joseph Scriven, he made a song say, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs too bad. And my brothers and sisters, we need friends these days. I said friends. Let me tell you a friend, what they say in the dictionary. They say a friend is a person whom one knows and with whom one has a bond of mutual affection. Or we choose our friends. They don't put in an application. And sometimes we even know the characteristics of the person, and we still decide to make them our friends. But a friend is someone who you can go to when you in need. If you're sick, they're there. If you need counseling and comforting, they are there. Whatever you need, they are there. And so the story of these four men bringing the man to Jesus, sick of the palsy. Palsy is a disease that makes you physically handicapped. You need physical therapy, and you need support therapy. But upon the arrival at the house where Jesus was, the scripture says that Jesus was in the house, and multitudes had gathered in so much that there was no room to receive them. The doors in the house were blocked with people who had come to see Jesus. But these men, carrying the man sick of the palsy, were prevented from entering into the house and bringing their friend to where Jesus was. But however, after observing the situation and the structure of the house, they decided to go to the side of the house and go up through the roof. And when they got to the roof, they peeled back the covering, making a large hole for their friend to get in. Oh, we must acknowledge that these men, bearing the man sick of the palsy, they put forth a good effort to get their friend to Jesus. Now notice here, they had three identical traits here. One was they had an unconditional love for their friend. And number two, they had an unselfish care for his well-being. And number three, they had a unified effort to get him to Jesus. Now let's talk about this unconditional love. Unconditional love is love without required conditions. Unconditional love is love like that which Jesus gives us. But look at Romans 5:8. The scripture says, God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, when we are loved unconditionally, it means that we are loved not because of, but we are loved in spite of. These men did not love their palsy friend because of what he was able to do for them, but they loved him in spite of the fact that he was sick and could do nothing for him. Well, Matthew 5:46-47, if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? not even the publicans the same. And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? These men are to be congratulated for their unconditional love for their friend. Secondly, they had unselfish care. In caring for their friend, they forgot about self. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we live in a selfish world. We don't want to help nobody. We don't want to do for nobody. Especially now that this COVID and all is going on. Oh, but I tell you, if you ever needed a friend, get down sick, need somebody to help pay a bill, need somebody to talk to, I don't have it, and I can't get it for you. Oh, by the time you get down sick or something, here you go comforting your friend. But Matthew 16 says this, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Or it's easy to talk about how we love a person from a distance, especially sick folk. But the people that are sick, if we're not living in their house with them, or we can easily stop by and leave some money or some groceries on the porch. We don't have to get down, though, in the trenches on the on-hand care, the care that they need right there. But however, these men were of the nature that they provided on-hand care for their friend. When he needed bathing, they were there. When he needed shaving, they were there. They gave to him on-hand care, for they was unselfish in providing for his needs. Not only did they give him on-hand care, but they also gave to him out of the ordinary care. Their taking care of their friend was not in the ordinary. The relationship does not seem to be right for these men to be taking care of this man of palsy. There were four men looking after this man. There's no woman mentioned there. Now, we understand a wife or children providing this kind of attention to one who is sick. But however, this was not a wife. This was no children. But these were friends who were providing for his care. And this, my brothers and sisters, is out of the ordinary. And even beyond the on-hand care and the out of the ordinary care, but they were optimistic in their care. These men never lost the hope that as they provided care for their friend, that he would get well. Every effort put forth by these men was an effort of hope, looking for one day that he would get well. Yeah. Then thirdly, the unified effort to bring him to Jesus. Out of all that they provided for this man, nothing is to be compared to the effort that they made to get him to the feet of Jesus. As we look at the scripture, we notice that they pulled their resources together. And my brothers and sisters, getting people to Jesus should never be a one-man thing. You see, this is an effort that requires the resources of entire church and Christian community. Bringing people to Jesus means that every member has to be in prayer. Every member has to become an active witness. And every believer must be concerned with the building of the kingdom of God. Well, man did not just take this palsy man to Jesus. The scripture says he was born.